They spoke to us, making conference part of our lives. Consider using some of these activities and questions as a starting point for family discussion or personal pondering. For children, President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the first presidency, taught that we can choose to be grateful no matter what hard things happen in our lives. Being grateful will help us be happier and kinder and have faith and trust in God. How do you feel when you are grateful? What can you do to feel gratitude each day? Bonnie L. Oscarson, Young Women General President, told about Sarah, a young girl who went with her mom to help Brenda, a woman with multiple sclerosis. Sarah brushed Brenda's hair, put lotion on her hands, massaged her fingers and arms, and helped her stretch. Think about ways you can serve. Even when you're young, there are many things you can do. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles taught about how a driver uses harnesses and bits to gently guide and lead a team of horses. The driver knows best, and the horse follows the driver's lead, just like the Lord knows what is best for us. And we can be happy when we follow Him. The harness and bit are like the promptings of the Holy Ghost. When have you felt the Holy Ghost guide you? What did it feel like? Jean A. Stevens, first counselor in the primary general presidency, told a story about a boy who had missed the last bus of the day and was walking home. With many miles left to go, he got scared and knelt to pray. Minutes later, Sister Stevens was prompted by the Spirit to stop and help him. Can you think of times when Heavenly Father answered your prayers? How have you helped answer someone else's prayer? For youth, President Thomas S. Monson taught that we need the courage to say no when we should, the courage to say yes when that is appropriate, the courage to do the right thing because it is right. As you study his talk, think about the challenges you face. What plan can you make to develop this kind of courage? Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles reminded us that if we love the Savior, we will keep His commandments and love others as He did. Even as we do so, we must stand ready to defend our beliefs with courtesy and with compassion. Do you know anyone who disagrees with any of your beliefs? How can you be respectful as you discuss and defend those beliefs? Several speakers spoke directly to the youth. For example, Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles gave several suggestions to youth on how to overcome spiritual whirlwinds, such as finding peace in the temple. As you read his and other general conference talks, consider writing down ideas on how to remain strong. One of the great evils of today is pornography. Linda S. Reeves, second counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency, said the best filter against such evil is a deep and abiding testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How strong is your personal filter? What can you do to strengthen it? For adults, President Thomas S. Monson taught that as we come to understand the incomparable gift of the atonement, we are filled with love for Heavenly Father, the Savior, and all of God's children. How can this knowledge improve your study of the Savior's life and atonement during personal and family scripture study and while in class at church? President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the first presidency, said that he owes much of his happiness to a great-grandfather who joined the church, served faithfully, and remained steadfast to the end, leaving his family a heritage of hope. Consider making a list of everyone in your family and writing down what covenants and ordinances they need to continue on the covenant path. Make a plan to help your family members receive their next covenant. You could examine ways for your covenants to play a more significant role in your life so that you can give your family a heritage of hope. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles declared that adversity can lead us to rely on the merits, mercy, and grace of the Holy Messiah, who will help us to bear up our burdens with ease. As you read his talk and the talks beginning on pages 9, 18, 70, 81, and 106, look for ways the Savior and his gospel can help you face life's challenges. The youth curriculum in May focuses on prophets and revelation. As part of your gospel discussions with youth at home and at church, consider studying the talks by Elders Lawrence E. Corbridge and Marcos A. Educatus of the 70, looking for answers to the following questions. Why didn't the detractors of Joseph Smith leave him alone? How can we recognize truth in a world that increasingly attacks gospel teachings? And of They Spoke to Us, Making Conference Part of Our Lives, read by Jane Wise.